Hello and welcome to the Palace to the Core podcast. My name is Stephen, thank you for joining me today. Now, today I'm going to be talking about the epic game between Brighton and Palace that took place on Monday. If you haven't seen the game, if you haven't seen the score, which I'm sure you have, then please do consider watching the game or listening to it, however you consume it, and then coming back and listening to my report on the show, on the game itself. To begin with, I have to say that before the game started, I was concerned because we didn't have Zaha. And that's not because I think that we can't win without him, but I think there is something like a kind of psychological block when he's not playing. You know, you look at the stats, we have a terrible run when he's not playing. You know, our stats are terrible when he's not in the team. And, you know, in one way it's good because, you know, you want to have the best man playing. And he is a phenomenal talent, and he is many times saved the game for us. You know, he scored a late goal, or he's come up with a piece of magic and won the game for us many, many times. And I'm certainly not saying that he shouldn't be playing, because he should be playing. However, I want to say that I think psychologically, more than anything else, is what affects the team when he's not in the game. You know, I think they just believe that because he isn't playing, they can't win. And I think that's kind of got into the essence of the team now. You know, they just don't seem to be able to pull out the games and pull out the wins when he isn't there. And I think it's more psychological than anything else. But, I was very concerned. Before the game started, I thought that we weren't going to be able to do it. And looking at the first few minutes, we were kind of being careful. You know, we've conceded very early goals in the last couple of games. And I think that Roy wanted us to be very careful that we didn't do that again. We didn't want to be having another uphill battle. We wanted to be playing well. We wanted to be tight at the back. We wanted to make sure that we were going to be able to fight for, you know, the points without being go down early on. Now we had AU down on the right hand side, Townsend on the left, and you know, AU would rather be front and centre. I'm sure he'd rather be in there with the goals. But I have to say, against Brighton, he put in a phenomenal shift. He really did. He was chasing back, he was hunting down balls, he was getting tight to players, marking really well, he was chasing everything. He really, really was phenomenal against Brighton. And, you know, a lot of people have given him some stick. And I know he's not the most prolific goal scorer, but he does work incredibly hard, and he certainly worked incredibly hard on Monday. And, you know, he was just one of the many players. I think every player really worked their socks off. And if you look at the game, you know, there was players throwing themselves in front of Brighton players to stop the block, you know, to block the ball. You know, they were chasing back, they were running their heart out. And you had Gary Cahill, who got a facial injury, and he went off to get patched up and came back on again. It reminded me a little bit of Cherry Butcher during that England game. But anyway, he was just doing everything he could to stay on the pitch and to work hard. Coyote took a knock to his leg, and I thought he was going to have to go off, but he was determined to stay on and fight on. You know, it was heroics throughout the game. And I'm not here to say that we played amazing football and that we were wowing the team, wowing the fans. We weren't. It was a job to be done, and I think that's how it was looked at. This is a job that we need to do. We need to get as many points as we can out of this game. And they did, absolutely did. And it was a piece of magic from Matete on 28 minutes, when AU got down the line, managed to put in a really good low cross, and Mateta was facing the ball, but he had his kind of back on his side to the goal, flicked it behind him through the legs of the goalkeeper into the back of the net. It was a huge goal for us, and a fantastic piece of trickery from Mateta. You know, he really is, I think, one of those players that can really do a great job for us. Hopefully, he will get more time and be able to do it, because I think that, you know, players like him need service. They need the ball to feet, or they need the ball where they can run onto it. And I'm hoping that we can blend him into the team and give him the service that he needs to then create those chances for us. Because I think he is a very talented individual, and I'm sure that given the service and given the time, he will score goals for us, which is exactly what we need right now. Now, I have to say, up until this point, it was pretty much all Brighton. I mean, we didn't have a lot of possession. It ended up, I think, with them having 75% possession, us having 25%. It was a game of domination from Brighton. You know, they worked the ball around, they tried to get in behind us, which thankfully they didn't do too often. And it was just one of those games where they were all over us, and we did work incredibly hard to keep them out. I think, you know, it was always going to be like that. If you haven't got Zaha on the side and you've got a team that's lacking in confidence and you don't have your star player, it's going to affect the team psychologically and mentally. And regardless of what manager you are, it's going to be hard to get the players to get out of that mindset. And so they were sitting back and they were defending for their lives. And the goal was great. You know, it was fantastic to give us a bit of a spark. And it then kind of made us be a little bit more confident, I think, after that goal. But of course, Brighton did have a lot of possession, and they managed to get the goal back in the second half on 55 minutes. You know, we had a great first half. We worked really hard. Second half, again, we came out and worked really hard. But after 55 minutes, Veltman got the goal back. And at that point, I thought that we could hold out for a draw. You know, it was going to be hard. It was going to be tough to do that. But I really thought that we could hold out for the draw if we all worked together. And we were working amazingly well together. It was one of those games where it was going to be tight because they were going to be throwing everything at us. And they did. You know, they put Welbeck came on, and Lallana came on. And, you know, they were really throwing everything at us to try and get that goal back. But we managed to hold out. We managed to defend tightly and to work hard. You know, there were players who were a little bit kind of out of the game a little bit. I think Riederwald wasn't quite in the game. You know, he was trying hard, but he wasn't really having a lot of effect in the middle there. Eze, you know, he was running around trying to mark and close people down, but he really didn't have the opportunity to show what he could do and to run at defenders and to play those little bits of magic that he loves to do. You know, we saw maybe a glimpse of it here and there, but it wasn't really his game for that type of thing. This was a game to sit back and to defend and to work hard to get the points. And that is what we were doing right until the end of the game. And it went past 90 minutes and I thought, hopefully we're going to get a point out of this. We're going to manage to get a point and we can go away. You know, I'll be happy with a point. I really would at this point. And then you have a great ball from AU to Townsend. Townsend runs down, puts a fantastic cross in. And at this point, of course, Benteke had come on for Matete. And he just hit it straight away. And he hit it across goal and it went in. I mean, it was absolutely, you know, it doesn't sound amazing when I talk about it. But if you've seen it, it was a fantastic goal. You know, and there were people saying that Townsend didn't mean to cross it or he was just hitting and hoping. He wasn't. He can really put in a fantastic cross when he needs to. And that was an amazing cross. That was absolutely meant for Benteke to hit. And he did hit it first time. Fantastic. I'm glad that they did. I'm sure that there was a thing in the back of their mind saying, hold it up at the corner flag. But I'm glad that he just put it in. And I'm glad that Benteke was there to hit it. And that made it 2-1. And it was a thunderstruck for Brighton. You could see, you know, in the manager, he would just sat down and couldn't believe what was happening, that they had dominated this game. And at the end, we managed to sneak the 3 points. So well deserved for the guys that they got these 3 points, because it does more than just give us 3 points. It also gives us the ability now to look back and say, we can win games without Zaha. You know, we are a good team. We can win games without him. You know, I'm not saying that he shouldn't be in the team. He absolutely should. But I think the days that Crystal Palace are numbered for him, I think he's going to go soon, maybe at the end of the season. I think he's going to go somewhere else. And we can't then spend the rest of the season not winning games because he isn't playing. We've got to win games. So the sooner we can get out of that mindset that we need Zaha to win, the quicker that we're going to be able to turn it around. And we did turn it around against Brighton. Fantastic result. And as I say, all the lads did an amazing job. What did you think about it? Did you love the game? I know a lot of people said it was a horrible game because it was so one-sided, and you know, it wasn't the best side to watch at the time, but the result was fantastic. Let me know what you think, and hopefully this will mean now that we can build on it and we can get a bit further and a bit further. We're on 32 points now, I think it is, so we're not far away from the magic of 40 points, and I think that we are going to make it. I think we are going to be able to stay up this season. Then hopefully we can have the impetus to move forward after that. Thank you for joining me. I hope that you enjoyed the game, even if it wasn't the best. And until next time, CYP.